Anthropic's $30 trillion bet rivals U.S. economy size in ambitious pitch to backers. Anthropic is preparing to tell public market investors that the total addressable market for its AI systems exceeds $30 trillion, a figure that rivals the entire gross domestic product of the United States and represents roughly one quarter of global gross domestic product. As the company advances toward what is reported to be a $2 trillion initial public offering valuation. The figure, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, is not a revenue forecast. It is a theoretical ceiling, the annual revenue Anthropic could generate if its models captured 100% of the labor they are capable of replacing. The framing is deliberate. Rather than anchor the total addressable market to enterprise software contracts, cloud subscriptions, or AI tooling spend, Anthropic is grounding the number in the total economic value of human knowledge work across legal services, accounting, software engineering, and business process outsourcing. By that logic, any task a knowledge worker performs becomes a billable opportunity for Claude. With things like Claude and the way it writes code, you could argue it's replacing the work that humans do end-to-end, and so the total addressable market for those products is essentially the labor market for that work output, said Alex Brunicki, co-founder and general partner at Bakkt Venture Capital, in comments to Fortune. The construction is elegant. It is also precisely the kind of framing that has historically preceded institutional regret. Uber's 2019 pre-initial public offering roadshow cited a $6 trillion total addressable market by aggregating the total mileage value of all personal cars and public transport on Earth. That figure drew sharp criticism from valuation analysts at the time as marketing dressed as mathematics. SpaceX has more recently put its own total addressable market at $28.5 trillion. The pattern is consistent. At the frontier of a new technology cycle, the largest ambitions attract the largest capital, and the gap between total addressable market and realized revenue becomes the primary battleground for investor credibility. The stakes extend well beyond Anthropic. A $2 trillion initial public offering valuation would rank among the largest public listings in history. At that entry price, the implied capture rate required to justify the multiple is a question no pitch deck answers directly. The labor substitution thesis, where the $30 trillion comes from Anthropic's total addressable market methodology, breaks from the conventions that governed prior software generations. Traditional enterprise software expanded worker output. It did not replace the worker. The productivity gains from CRM platforms, ERP systems, and cloud infrastructure were real, but they were margin improvements layered on top of existing labor costs. The total addressable market for those categories was bounded by enterprise IT budgets, which represent a fraction of total labor expenditure. Anthropic's argument is structurally different. If AI models can complete knowledge work tasks end-to-end, the relevant market is not the software budget. It is the salary line. Legal associates, accountants, junior engineers, and BPO workers collectively represent tens of trillions of dollars in annual labor cost globally. Framing AI as a substitute rather than a tool expands the addressable market by an order of magnitude. The math, taken at face value, produces the $30 trillion figure. Total world gross domestic product sits at $120 trillion, per the source data. Knowledge work constitutes a meaningful fraction of that output in developed economies. The logic is internally consistent. Our view, the methodology is defensible as a long-run thought experiment. It is not a serviceable framework for near-term revenue modeling, which is precisely how retail investors will misread it. Key figure, Anthropic's reported $30 trillion total addressable market eclipses China's total gross domestic product and equals roughly the entire U.S. Gross domestic product of $32.5 trillion, according to Fred Hickey, tech analyst and editor of The High-Tech Strategist. The skew between sophisticated and retail capital Brunicki draws a distinction that matters for how this initial public offering gets priced and traded post-listing. Professional investors will build their own discounted cash flow models. They will stress-test Anthropic's current contracts, near-term product roadmap, and five-year revenue trajectory. The $30 trillion figure functions for them as a mission statement, a signal of ambition and category scope, not an input to a valuation spreadsheet. Retail investors operate differently. Brunicki characterized the total addressable market as headline-grabbing and noted that individual traders lacking the time or resources to build independent models are more likely to treat the figure as a literal forecast. That asymmetry creates a two-tier market dynamic at initial public offering. Institutional holders who price the stock on fundamentals and retail participants who anchor to the total addressable market narrative. The combination is combustible. Institutional investors absorb the float at a price that reflects realistic near-term cash flows. Retail demand, inflated by headline figures, can drive secondary market prices beyond those fundamentals in the months following listing. When growth rates normalize or contract cycles lengthen, the gap closes violently. This dynamic is not hypothetical. It is the documented post-initial public offering pattern for multiple high-multiple technology listings. The current macro backdrop sharpens the risk. The S&P 500 closed at 7,711.76 on August 26, 2026, with the Nasdaq down 0.52% on the session and the Russell 2000 off 1.39%, per market data from Yahoo Finance. Risk appetite in the small and mid-cap segment is already softening. An AI initial public offering priced at $2 trillion enters that environment as the highest stakes test of the cycle. Competitive moat risk and the open source threat Brunicki flagged a structural risk that the total addressable market figure obscures. Anthropic's ability to capture any meaningful fraction of that $30 trillion market faces a specific competitive threat. Enterprise clients building proprietary AI systems on cheaper open source foundation models rather than paying for proprietary API access. Industry-specific models trained on domain data, whether legal, financial, or medical, increasingly challenge general-purpose AI systems on the tasks where vertical margin is highest. A law firm that fine-tunes an open-source model on its own case history does not become an Anthropic customer. It becomes a competitive threat to Anthropic's enterprise total addressable market penetration. Our view, the open-source erosion risk is the most underpriced variable in Anthropic's market narrative. The $30 trillion total addressable market assumes Anthropic captures a slice of all substitutable knowledge work. It does not model the scenario where the majority of that substitution happens via models Anthropic neither builds nor monetizes. What this signals for private equity and institutional allocation caption, total addressable market claims from frontier technology companies at initial public offering stage, sourced from reporting and named analyst commentary. For institutional capital, the Anthropic initial public offering raises allocation questions that cut across public equity, private credit, and macro positioning. At $2 trillion, the listing would demand meaningful index weight in technology benchmarks, creating passive buying pressure regardless of fundamental conviction. Active managers who underweight the name face tracking error risk in the months after inclusion. Private credit markets are separately exposed. The bond buyback program announced by the U.S. Treasury, which Stanley Druckenmiller has publicly criticized in conversations with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, signals that the cost of long-duration capital is not declining as policymakers hoped. Mortgage rates have not responded to the buyback as anticipated. If long rates remain elevated, the discount rate applied to Anthropic's far future cash flows stays high, compressing the present value of the total addressable market narrative regardless of how large the theoretical market is. The intersection matters. A $2 trillion AI initial public offering priced on labor substitution logic, in a rate environment where long duration is structurally expensive, is asking institutional capital to take maximum duration risk at peak narrative. The Plaquemium view, the $30 trillion total addressable market, is not a lie. It is a category definition, and Anthropic is defining the category as broadly as the language of AI permits. That is a legitimate strategic move heading into a public listing. The error is not in making the claim. The error is in investors treating it as a valuation anchor rather than a directional signal. Plaquemium's framework for evaluating AI total addressable market claims at initial public offering stage applies three filters: penetration realism, margin extractability, and moat durability. On penetration realism, capturing even 1% of $30 trillion implies $300 billion in annual revenue. No software company in history has reached that figure. On margin extractability, the labor substitution thesis assumes clients pay Anthropic the full value of the labor displaced, which no enterprise procurement process will permit. On moat durability, open source competition and vertical model specialization are compressing the window in which proprietary general purpose AI commands premium pricing. The second order play is not Anthropic itself. It is the infrastructure layer. Compute providers, data center operators, and the energy systems that power inference at scale capture value regardless of which foundation model wins the enterprise contract. That is where Plaquemium sees more defensible margin in the current cycle. The total addressable market for inference infrastructure is smaller than $30 trillion. It is also real, contracted, and not subject to open source disruption on the same timeline. The macro overlay reinforces this positioning. With the 10-year rate environment under pressure from the dynamics Druckenmiller flagged to Bessent, the cost of capital for long-duration narrative assets remains elevated. Infrastructure assets with contracted cash flows carry a structurally lower discount rate than pre-revenue or early revenue AI platforms priced on theoretical labor markets. Anthropic's initial public offering, if it prices at $2 trillion, will be the defining data point for this generation of AI valuations. It will tell institutional capital whether the market rewards the ambition of the total addressable market or demands evidence that the penetration is real. The bottom line, Anthropic is not the first company to frame its market as the entire economy, and it will not be the last. The $30 trillion total addressable market is a directional argument dressed as a market size, and sophisticated capital will treat it accordingly. The risk is retail investors, passive inflows at index inclusion, and the duration mismatch between narrative pricing and rate reality. Institutional allocators should build their own 5-year revenue models, stress test the open source displacement scenario, and size any position against the infrastructure layer where cash flows are contracted rather than theoretical. The initial public offering window is open. That does not mean every door that fits through, it leads somewhere worth going.